Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. It's 7:06 in the morning. It is August the 5th.
And I'm going to interrupt you right now because happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Carl. No, Carl is two syllables.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Happy birthday to you. And the phone lines are lit up. Ooh! It's your birthday today.
Well, you know, I can't think of a better way to spend a birthday than to be here with thousands of my friends out
and
here.
Absolutely. Why is this so significant today?
Because I've managed to make it through 8 months in radio without, one, killing anybody or myself.
Well, the calls are going to be coming in this morning. Let's go to the first line. Let's first call it this morning. Good morning, Dave.
Yeah, you took my thunder, but I wouldn't expect anything less. I was going to sing happy birthday to my brother.
But, I'm glad to beat you to the punch.
Happy birthday, man. I appreciate what you do and your longevity. I hope for and pray for your longevity on this planet, brother, so we can get a lot done here.
Well, you know, thank you so much, Dave. You've been such an integral part of my life since you're one of the reasons I'm here in Reading. So anything happens, it's your fault.
You're in trouble. We're in trouble now, aren't we?
Hey, well maybe we'll see you at Tobacco Brew after the show. We rode the Harley in today, so we're gonna head out to Tobacco.
Right.
Maybe have the Long Rider and we can is that what it's called?
I got the jitney today because I've got a service at 4.
So, sounds great. Okay.
All right, we'll see you there.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a good day, folks.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's go to the next caller. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning, Linda. This is Sharon and Ivory.
Oh, well, good morning, Sharon and Ivory. Do you have something to say?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Good morning, Carl. Okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye. Sharon Ivory. A lovely mother and her daughter. You know,
yeah.
So, yeah. Well, thank you very much. It's a...
We are going to get to some politics today, but meanwhile, why not spread the joy of people who want to call in and say... Hi, happy birthday. Do you know Marilyn Monroe today? Hey, kind of significant. Jimbo's celebrating 58 years of being married, and he tells us before we go on the air that as he was walking down the aisle, his best man said, "Miss Marilyn Monroe just committed suicide." So it was on this day, that many years ago,
that's
weird.
That's cheery.
Oh, well, no, all these August 5th, you know, things. But anyway, let's go to line one. Coach Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Coach Bob?
I'm doing fine. I have a little ditty for you.
Okay.
This is your birthday song. It isn't very long.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Well, I got to tell you, I heard that in a restaurant over at Bodega Bay. Some employees showed up at a table next to mine. I hate nothing more than a restaurant boring me with a bunch of clanging and stuff and singing birthday tune, and they played a little, you know, one of those, well, Linda would know what I'm talking about, one of those little things that gives you the key you're going to start with.
Yeah. Pitch pipe.
And they sang that, yeah, pitch pipe, thank you. And they sang that little song, and it was over and done, and the whole place just busted up, and I thought, that's the only way to do it.
Right.
You have a great birthday.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, Coach Bob. Usually Coach Bob, you know, will send me an email taking me to task for something I've said or I haven't said. So it's great to listen to and have him give him a call. Well, you know, we're also joined here today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, and I'll add my voice to the chorus there. Happy birthday, sir.
Well, you know, Bob's been with us from the beginning and has stood up and stood in there. Taking, which is why he's called bad, is because I treat him badly.
Taking abuse.
Taking abuse. And
from the colonel.
Yeah, but he finds ways of getting back at me.
Yeah.
Oh, the microphone's off again. Oh, okay. Oh, gee. I've only been doing this for 28 years. Maybe I did that on purpose.
Oh, it's a good day.
And you know what? Okay, let's give the weather. And because it's going to be a great day today. And if anybody sees that silver and black Harley riding down the road, you might want to give us a wide berth there because
it's going to be high today of 99. It's currently 65 degrees. not a real day to wear leathers, but, you know, to ride Harley. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do I need to clarify that?
No, no. Not really. Not till later. So we've got, okay, let's go to line one.
Good morning. You're on KQ.
Hey, I'm not going to try to copy your. This is Fred Salanti. I'm not going to try to copy your rendition of Happy Birthday.
Hi,
and
Fred.
I'm sure
how are you?
Carl will be happier it was you singing it than me.
Hey,
or Dave. You don't want his version either.
You know, Fred. Fred's the founder and the inspiration behind Missing in America Project. And thanks so much for calling, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing really good, and. One thing I wanted to say while we're there is, for those that don't remember that Walmart's doing the Heart Foundation run this Saturday down at the distribution center at 10 o'clock. It's for these two children that have fatal diseases.
Oh, great.
Absolutely. Hey, Fred, and where is the distribution center exactly?
It's on Highway 99 West. It's about 10 miles south of Red Bluff. If you go down the freeway and take the main street on the south end of Red Bluff, take the main street exit, and you do a little loop and go south on 199 West. It's about 10 miles down south.
Okay, and that Walmart is helping with this. This is something I know you've been involved with.
Happens is that one has congenital heart failure, and they're 6 and 7 years old, these two boys, and so they families have just tremendous medical health and financial stuff. So Walmart makes them feel like a king for a day and does presentations and other people do stuff, and it just is a wonderful event for these children.
Well, I tell you what, Fred, it doesn't surprise me that you and the rest of those hard-bitten, tough guys riding bikes are in this. So, Fred, thank you so much for what you do, and we'll talk about this more, today and tomorrow so we can get some more people down there.
Okay, thanks, and hope you have a good birthday.
Well, thanks, Fred.
Any time I wake up, it's a good day, Fred.
And remember, if you want to try Indian Dan's and be the tester for his Indian fry bread, you got your invite.
Okay, that's right. Okay, thank you so much, Fred.
Okay, take care.
Hey, we got to take a break here. It's Carl and the Bot on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Furniture for life, Huber Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great. We'll even help you decorate.
Huber's Furniture is sounding the alarm for sizzling hot savings. Check out the sizzling hot summer sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture. The bargains are blazing on beautiful things for your home from name brands like Broyhill. There are hot deals on cool recliners as low as $289. Prices are melted away on dining sets and bedroom sets. Answer the alarm now and check out Kubler's sizzling hot summer sale for blazing bargains. Spend $13.99 or more and get a free three-piece luggage set or designer area rug.
Kubler's Furniture.
Don't miss the sizzling hot summer sale going on now until the end of August at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery on Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
There's complete. Ready, set, hut! And then there's most complete.
42, set, hut!
like what you get from Centrum Ultra Men's, the most complete multivitamin for men. It has antioxidants to help support your immunity and nutrients like vitamin D for your colon. Centrum Ultra Men's, most complete based on number of nutrients among leading men's multivitamin brands. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's Carl in the Bot. It's August 5th. It's 7:16 in the morning. It's going to be a great day. It's always a great day.
It's your
day.
Birthday. Let's just count down to it. Yeah. You know, all the little tiny mistakes are just definitely forgiven. Go ahead, Bob. Get it.
Oh, yeah. Eddie and the Cruisers on the Dark Side.
You like Eddie and the Cruisers.
Yeah.
It's a total heart. That's the kind of music you blast when you're riding. Right?
Yeah, and there's something else we like to hear, and he's standing right here, is someone that's been with us. It's Jim Brimmer. Good
I've been with you.
You've been with us.
Yes.
Okay, since the beginning of
yes, yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry, I was a little confused there.
Well, I get confused. You know, it's my age.
Yeah, that's your excuse. I'm not quite there yet, Carl. I'm pretty close, though. You got a head start on me, though.
Well, you know, the thing is I'm driving all of y'all to an early old age.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like the picture of Dorian Gray. I'm sucking all the life out of you guys. You know,
yeah, my hair used to be dark. Now it's all gray.
There you go. We just, you know, I like to, you know, thank you publicly for being with us, just like Bob from the beginning.
Sure. Yeah.
So it's
been a fun trip.
Well, it's been, yeah, you know what, it has been. And it's been something that we've all had a part in. And you know, Linda from the beginning has been been the master puppet master of mine behind the stage.
No, it takes
there.
A team, and it's all about. We could never do this if it wasn't for the two of you and for the public outreach and the community that wants to have this. And so when we get up every day, even though, you know, you can get tired and get a little strung out sometimes when you feel like the days run together, but every day it's a gift. It really is a gift. So what we do is really special to us, and we couldn't do it without you guys.
And it shows, too. I think that's why you as a couple and you as talk show hosts are so appealing to the public, because people know you care. I mean, I remember my boss at my regular job, which is Valley Industrial Communications, you guys were speaking, I think, at a Rotary group,
and he said,
what are Carl and Linda like? And I said, just like you hear them on the air. I mean, it's not like you put on a face when you or put on a different persona when you come on the air. It's like you're you.
You know, I'd like to publicly thank your boss too for being very patient with us. Can Jim come over and play?
Right. No. And you know, the stipulation was that this job, you know, my role here couldn't interfere with what's happening with my regular job, which pays me a little better than this gig.
But it's so nice to be able to have you come on in the air in the morning. You get up early and you're here. It's just you know, Jim's there, Bob's there. It's, you know, it's going to be, you know, things are going to be running and being taken care of, and it takes the pressure off of us, if you know what I mean.
Oh, absolutely. Well, we enjoy it. We're having a good time.
Well, it takes the pressure off the shows on Saturday and Sunday, because after they all watched me in action Saturday and Sunday. Anyway, hey, Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome. No, it's a pleasure, and happy birthday, Carl.
Oh, thank you very much. Let's go to the phones.
Thanks,
Bob,
Jim.
Good morning.
Morning, Carl.
Thanks for waiting.
You're welcome. Thanks for your show, all you do and everything for the community.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to say on this. Say happy birthday and many more.
Well, thank you so much. You know, appreciate you, one, for listening and the support you've given the station, Bob. I tell you, it's a it's just an honor to be able to wake up in the morning and talk to the community.
Yeah, nice to wake up, put 2 feet on the ground, and stand up.
Yep, it's that's a big thing, you know. Now,
hey Bob, are you around this weekend?
Yeah.
I have tickets that
I would like to give you for Paisano Days.
Oh, great.
So how many do you want?
I'll just, maybe four.
I got four. That's exactly what I have in my hand. Four tickets. And you have been, that's our gift to you. You have been there since day one. You're amazing. And so you got four tickets at the front desk for you. Thanks, Bob.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. Keep your rubber side down.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, you know, we've been, you know, it's time for a break, but when we come back, there's a lot of things going on in the news that probably need to be addressed, and we can do that. But, you know, we're going to have Paul Hoosier on, who's the head of REU. He's the director of the Reading Electric Utility. So we'll have him on at 8 o'clock, and we have some more people coming in here that to have on the show. So, Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
An insurance adjuster called me about a problem repair. Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. We have a car that was repaired after a collision, and the owner is complaining. Would you check it out for us? The owner had been on a trip to Southern California when the car was involved in a front-end collision. It was non-drivable, and he had it repaired in Los Angeles. He complained. It made a loud pumping noise on turns. We decided to do some figure eights in our parking lot to see if we could duplicate the noise. On the second turn, the steering wheel came loose in the shaft. Luckily, we were only going about 5 miles per hour when total steering control was lost. I thought of the high mountain passes he had to go through to get back home to Reading. He and his family must have had a guardian angel holding the steering together, because the one crucial bolt it needed had not been replaced. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
With all the great reasons to ride the new Rava, we've just added a few more, and this may be the best one yet.
Every time you ride Rava now through August 31st, you can enter to win hundreds of free prizes from local merchants, plus the grand prize of a 42-inch high-def plasma TV from the new Clyde's Enterprises on Hartnell Avenue.
Every time you ride with Rava, you get another chance to win great gifts from Waterworks Park, Viking Skate Country, Prime 11 Cinemas, Great Harvest Bread Company, Classic Trends Boutique, Cold Stone Creamery, Heller Works Structural Integration, Round Table Pizza, Red Lion Hotel, Luigi's Pizza, Record Searchlight Date, Hilton Garden Inn, and Frasolini's Pizza and Espresso.
The more you ride, the more chances you have to win, with lots of winners every week. See how easy it is to ride the new Rava. Check out all the Rava routes and schedules at RavaRide.com or call for information 241-2877.
Ride often and win lots. Now is the best time to take a ride on the new Rava.
Hey, this is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM letting you know your wake-up call is coming every Sunday morning at 10 AM. As a psychologist for over 25 years with an interest in journalism, climate science, and our spiritual connections to one another, I plan to focus on the people and companies that are making a positive contribution to our community and the planet. The themes of the show will go beyond politics as we present a psychology of hope. Please join me every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Carl with the Around the House radio show. Did you hear that Around the House has moved? That's right. You can now listen to us every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. We still have all the great guests and information we've always had with a few additions. Each week, we will not only discuss home improvement tips and advice, but also have some local sports and garage talk for you as well. So be sure to tune in to KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, every Sunday morning from 8 to 10 for Around the House Radio, where the advice is always free.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, North State. Yeah, 605-45-67 is the hotline here at KCNR 1460. The home of Free Fire Media. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we are wishing you a fabulous day here. It is the 5th of August. Yeah, we've got all kinds of calls and emails coming in. It's Carl's birthday. Currently 724, and the weather 65 is going to be high today of 98. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyard. Now, yesterday, I mentioned that we are doing a drawing for two, for dinner for two at Ensalmo Vineyards. So, I took tons of names, and I'm doing one more day, so call 605-4565. That's our office line, 605-4565. Put your name and your phone number, and tomorrow morning at 10 to 9, that's Friday tomorrow, we are going to announce your name over the air, and then at that time you can call in Salmo. Now, you can go have dinner out there. It's going to be your call to the date within a period of, I think, 60 days. But again, the drawing will be tomorrow at 10 to 9, dinner for two, five-star restaurant in Salmo Vineyards, but call 605-4565. And it'll be a lot of fun. It was nice to hear a lot of you call yesterday. I loved it. And so there you go. That's how we're going to start off this segment.
Okay, and you know what? It's a great meal. It's
more than a meal.
It's more than a meal. Yeah, it's an experience out there. You go
that
out
was
there
your colonel coming out. Yeah, it's well. A meal. It's not a meal. It's a what do you want to call it? It's an experience, like a dream.
I have some news that may be sad.
Right.
I know. That it could be that Harley Davidson could be moving from Milwaukee. It's the roar that made Milwaukee famous, the Harley Davidson motorcycle. They may be moving from Milwaukee to another state.
Wonder why?
Well, to lower the cost. They're having the unions. Mm-hmm. And they've gone to the unions and asked for concessions that says, look, we are getting hammered by the tax structure in Wisconsin, and we need to make cuts. And so they have gone to the unions and said, we've got to make some cuts here. How can you help us? And this is the union hasn't, you know, come back with anything yet. But I don't think this is, from everything I've read, it doesn't look like it could be, you know, this isn't a threat. It's that they're getting hammered by the tax structure where they have to pay the Wisconsin and the city of Milwaukee is taxing them on every sale of on all bikes, no matter where they're sold. And some, you know, most states don't do that. Anyway, so there's no, they have not said where they may move to, but this is just another shot in the face to Milwaukee, because they've lost, Miller, moved its headquarters into Chicago, and then there was Schlitz, which is a beer that made Milwaukee famous until it was sold. So it's not a good day for Milwaukee. But the idea that that Harley Davidson is moving out of Milwaukee is kind of it's kind of sad. You know, I remember on the thousands and thousands of people that came out there, hundreds of thousands of people, and the 100th anniversary of Harley Davidson went into Milwaukee. That should have made him enough money to last for at least, 3 or 4 years. Anyway, it could be sad news, but, the thing times change, and, people have got, during this economy, people have to make concessions here. Let's go to the phones.
Who's on the phone? Nobody important. My name's Johnson. I want to complain.
This sounds like Steve Johnson.
Hello, Mr. Johnson.
Hey there. I haven't seen you guys since January, and I'm getting lonely. I thought I'd see you later in this month, perhaps.
Perhaps you will. So
That's good. Actually, I just want to see Linda, but if you're there, it's okay.
Well, I carry her bags around, so it works out.
It'll be wonderful to see you. Of course, we're talking about going to Arlington the end of this month to bury Carl's cousin.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
cousin Jimmy,
who was two Silver Stars, Purple Hearts from Vietnam, and I think it kind of caught up with him this year. So, yeah. And Steve, yeah. Steve is my favorite brother-in-law, and married to my favorite sister.
Calling from Chattanooga,
Tennessee. There,
yes. And I wanted to remind you, Carl. Do you remember that Jimmy put one of his awards in the vault with T?
Yes, I do.
Back in Wilson.
Yes, I do.
T being your dad.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
But my dad.
I forget what award it was. I'm sorry, I don't remember. I remember Jimmy was very impressed with T and said that's the tribute he would give to Grandpa, who was at D-Day.
Yeah. He was. He put one of his Silver Stars in there. Into the trip with that.
Sorry to get to see you under that preview, but still, it's awfully good talking to you, and we miss seeing you guys.
Well, we miss you, too. And
how things up in the Great North State?
Well, I tell you what, we've got to take a break right now, or we're going to be put off the air, but besides that, it's great. Can you hang on just for a minute?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, the Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news. Well, President Obama visits a Ford plant in Chicago today, talking about the comeback of the U.S. auto industry. But so far, U.S. jobs are not coming back. The Labor Department says that 479,000 new unemployment claims were filed last week. How's business at the mall?
It's very slow, the business, really. Very, very slow.
He works at a mall in Washington. Figures out today show that some modest retail sales gains have been posted overall. Though some chains, like Costco and The Limited, they did see healthier increases. 40 billionaires say they will give away at least half their fortunes to charity. The list includes Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, T. Boone Pickens, and the Star Wars creator, George Lucas. And another victory for Nolan Ryan, the former Texas Rangers fireballer, making the winning pitch to buy the team, along with a partner, for $385 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the Great North Valley. It's true, Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Chefs of Center Merchants and Kubler's Furniture in Reading are embracing and sharing a whole new way for our customers to shop and save money this summer. Our summer savings days are going on now through the end of September. All the unique shops in the Shasta Center have pulled together to offer you the best summer savings ever. Starting on Tuesdays, we have a fabulous farmer's market, local artisans' presentations, and super sidewalk specials from our shops in the Shasta Center. Wednesdays, the Shasta Center and Kubler's Furniture honor our seniors 55 and older to special promotions and discounts. On Thursdays, while a local charity washes your wheels, you get a thank you packet from the center's merchants for reduced or free merchandise or services. Then on Fridays, we are hosting the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays for all our ladies, with specials on designer fabrics, pottery painting, unique clothes shopping, interior home design advice, as seen on TV goodies, scrumptious candles, and of course, happy hour at Cool Hand Luke's from 2 to 4. A unique and exclusive experience awaits you. Come by and see what is in store for you. Something fun and exciting is always going on at the Shasta Center, located on Churn Creek Road.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Call in the bot. It's 7:34 on August the 5th. We've got somebody on the phones here. Steve, good morning.
Good morning. I understand that you're deserving of a happy birthday wish this morning.
Steve called us at the end of the last segment. Steve is my brother-in-law, though I think of him more like a brother, and married, of course, to my favorite sister. And
out of Chattanooga?
Out of Chattanooga, Tennessee. And it's, you know what, we're having a balmy 96 today. I understand you're going through a heat wave. Back there.
We're probably having a heat index of 110 today.
Yeah, and isn't that humidity great, too? So, I mean, you can just, like, absolutely walk out of the house and sweat through all your clothes.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about bathing. You're already wet.
Well, I hope everybody's doing well back there.
We are. The kids are starting school sooner and sooner these days, and I think some of the kids start this week. We have a annoying yard sale that's like 600 miles long that we get to drive through for the next few days. Tennessee football team is in the newspaper trying to practice in hot weather with their third coach in 3 years. You know, it's just the usual stuff for Tennessee.
There you go. Well, you know, at least your football team, I hope this year has a winning season. You know, and that Vanderbilt doesn't beat them again.
We're pleased to know they're up there. We'll see a game maybe as we go along.
Well, hey, Steve, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for having us. I look forward to seeing y'all in just a few weeks.
All right. You take
thank
care.
You. Give Sandy a big hug.
We love you guys.
We love you,
love you too. You got to share the story, Carl, about the Thompson and the Johnson.
You know, what happened was we were out here visiting, and we have his – Steve's name is not Johnson. It's Steve Thomas. But his relatives were Johnsons, and Linda's relatives were Johnsons.
My mother was a Johnson, right. And my dad was a Thomas.
Right. So,
which is weird.
So it was Linda's introducing them. We had them in here to say hello, and Linda introduces them as Steve and Sandy Johnson. And after that, it took off, and they make reservations when we're all together.
They didn't bat an eyelash.
They just kept going. Anyway.
I was so embarrassed. But anyway, so it's a good joke. It's a good joke, and they still are, like I said, they're still riding on it, and that's why he called in today.
You know, one of the things that we really enjoy doing is being able to talk about things that happen in our community. And we talked about it yesterday, but a flag that's being taken across the United States, the 48 states, and we talked about it arriving yesterday in Redding. Arrived as planned, and it was a journey of these 48 states so that it honors our veterans, our past, our present, and then of course the fallen. And they arrived yesterday. Patriot Guard riders went out to meet them. They met it, I think it was out on Lake Boulevard. They went to the Harley-Davidson for a reception, and then they're off today at 10 o'clock to Medford, Oregon. And it was a good coverage in today's paper. And so Record Search Led, I applaud you for it, even though on, as usual, on some of the blogs, and, you know, people make comments online, you know, just, you know, strange people. You know, we have the greatest people in the world right here in Redding, but we have some strange people, too. Doesn't mean they're not great, but they're strange, some of their comments.
Well, here's a positive email that came in just now. In the air. Just minutes ago, there I was on my knees, soaking wet, cutting our main water pipe to fix it. KCNR is on my radio. And in the background, and all of a sudden, it gets louder and louder and louder till really, really loud, and then it starts moving. It's a car driving by, windows down, and radio blaring with your station. Woo-hoo! That's a birthday present right there.
Well, it is, especially since we pay him $5 to drive around the town to neighborhoods and to play it really loud and be obnoxious like that. And so people, you know, who's that? So
not a bad idea.
Well, you know, we have other things that are going on. You know, and there's you want to get into some news that is, you know, just as it's like, oh, this is going to cause. I mean, this is going to get people fired up. And you know, and you have to have that passion in there. But you know, there are things that have happened in the last couple of days, and especially yesterday, and that started. And a judge overturned Proposition 8. And you know, we spent, I don't know how much would you say was spent on an initiative like that. I don't know.
The problem I have is that I thought that twice now the people have spoken. Or voted about how they feel. Okay, again, like I said, I personally don't have a problem with, you know, if you're gonna what you do behind closed doors, and then I think that there's nothing wrong if you're gonna be a gay couple, there should be some, you know, rights that you have, or some, you know, insurance, or if you can prove you're a couple and you've been together. But to change the verbiage of the marriage, and that's what this judge has done. It's changing the Constitution.
Well.
Is it not? What do you think?
What he's saying is that the proposition that was passed is unconstitutional, that it's taking the rights away. But you know, the point that, you know, when we were talking about it was that you had this election that the majority of the people in California said, hey, we want to keep marriage between, you know, a husband or between a, you know, male, female. And two gay couples sued in court, and this from the District 9, which is it's just a liberal court, but the judge ruled is that you're right, that this does take away your constitutional rights. Well, I'm not sure how it does. I know that Nielsen and Herger have come out against it, of course, as have other people. The point is, though, is that the majority of the people in California voted twice now to say is that marriage should be between a man and a woman. Now, does that mean what other laws then can be sued and to see if it's, you know, and one person's opinion can change this? I mean, one person, and I think that's the bottom line. You have a judge, and I tell you what, my friends, you don't think that both sides don't shop judges, that they don't go around finding the best judge to make sure to get their case in front of? They do. And so here's the thing is one person changed the whole decision made by millions of people. Now, this is going to go up to the Supreme Court. But, you know, I go back to the fact is that, you know, when you start, you change everything. Now, was he wrong? I believe he was. I think he shouldn't have overturned it. But was he wrong in the sense of the Constitution? But the way that we're going to figure this out, and the only way it's going to be settled, is by going up to the Supreme Court. But there's a lot of consternation about this. You know, does the community and society get to say what's right or not?
Is this something that is going to be forever a fight?
I think so. I think it will be, because both sides feel so strongly about this that they're never going to stop fighting one way or the other on this. So it's going to be in our lifetime, and who knows, maybe in our children's lifetimes.
Well, it's not, but Carl and I have discussed this several times. We say it with our friends. It's not up to us to judge.
No, we're not. But
what you choose to do with your life, if you are in a same-sex relationship or your form of marriage, that, you know, I mean, people, there's good people. I mean, we are all people. We believe in breaking bread with all kinds of people, all creeds, all religions. I mean, we believe in that. I think if we don't think that way, we become narrow. We can keep with our faith and what our personal standards are, but that doesn't mean that we have to knock you over the head with them. Anyway, we got to take a break. You know, give us a call. Let us know what you think about this. 605-4567. You're listening to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460.
Local, reliable, trusted, recommended. The Goldmart Annual Estate Sale. Open Saturdays 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Town and Country Center, Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's cash for clunkers, appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag, and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local brand source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local brand source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Reading, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Hello, Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about summer tune-ups for their kerosene heaters while they're still not being used. Now's the time. Don't forget, every year, to change the filters on your tank or ask us to bring one on the next fill-up. The ethanol-free 93 is doing a great job for boats, watercraft, off-road motorcycles, and also all your household tools like lawnmowers, weed eaters, and blowers. We're still selling bulk oil in your container or ours. If you're still running out of propane on Sunday, ask about an extra tank. We've got lots of them ready to go. For the construction folks, we are doing a lot more of on-site fueling. So give Danny a call and see if we can help you in any way with your fueling needs. Northern Lights Energy, a small family-owned company. Redding, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
You know who we are. You've seen us on TV, and you've heard us on the radio.
Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
You've seen us at many local events, fairs, rodeos, car shows, farmers markets, and parades. We work hard to market your business. With the Trading Post, you get more exposure for your dollar. If we could bring 25 new customers to your business every month, what would that be worth to you? Follow us on Facebook and see what you've been missing. So what are you waiting for? Call or email us today.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
I'm Dave.
I'm Ernie. Do you have something you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Then you should join us on Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Call us Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, clearly news talk radio.
Good morning, North State, 605-4567. We're taking your calls today. We are live in the studio. Taking your calls live. 69 degrees currently. It is going to be high near 99. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, our chat room is up. You guys have been requesting and asking, and so finally it's up on KCNR 1460. In other words, if you don't feel like emailing or you're online and you're listening and you're doing other things, you can chat. And tell us what's on your mind. We're also taking calls because, you know, Carl's birthday is today. So we have all kinds of, you know, emails and calls coming in. And again, happy birthday.
Oh, thanks, hon. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Doug Toohey's been in business there since 1985, helping our local community. He's off Airport Road just down from the Burrito Bandito, Dish Networks, Surround Sound Systems, Home Theater. Doug Toohey's a veteran. And we know how we support our veterans. He's a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. Give him a call at 244-1988 or stop by BNT Satellite on Airport Road just down from Burrito Bandito.
Let's go to the phones. Line 1, good morning. You're on KCNR, Rhonda.
Good morning.
I didn't know you two got up this early.
We only got up this early because we wanted to wish Carl a happy, happy, happy birthday today.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday, Carl.
Well, thanks, Phil. Thanks, Ron. You know, it's you know, you like having friends, you know, like this. So, you know, you two sound all chipper today. What's the river look like?
Oh, it's a beautiful day out there today.
Well, it is, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be cooler. So, you know, Rhonda and Phil live in one of the nicest places right here in, right in the middle of Redding. And you wouldn't even know where it is. So I'm not even going to say where it is, but it's right on the river.
All
and
right.
You wouldn't even know it's there, but it's there. So.
Well, you have a wonderful, wonderful day, and we look forward to seeing you real soon.
Well, thank you so much. Y'all take care. Thank you very much.
Your call is very much appreciated. Line 2. Dennis, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Well, how are you doing today?
We're great.
I just called to wish that old guy happy birthday.
This is a guy that you see driving around in a limo, champagne limousine. I have a little certificate. I still haven't used it yet, but I've got something up my sleeve I'll talk to you about later.
All right.
Hey, Dennis.
I'm ready when you are.
Well, thank you so much for the phone call.
We'll go up there and get one of those wine tastings and some eggs benedict.
Ooh.
We like that.
Yeah.
And I can taste a lot of wine that day with you driving because what a great business you have, and what a everybody I've talked to that's ridden with you has had a great time.
Well, we're a family business, and we try to do a good job, and we try to support the Redding area, and we appreciate what you and Linda are doing there at the radio station.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
Well, happy birthday.
Well, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Dennis.
Okay, John, it's back to work. John, good morning. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Carl. How are you? Happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much.
How old are you now, 75?
Well, no, I'm at 76, but I am holding right there at 76.
You are holding well, I've got to say that.
John, welcome back home.
He is holding well.
It's nice to be home.
Well, you know what? You know, were you down where you said you were going to be?
No, actually, I got put on hold on that because of the hurricane, and then all of a sudden they're saying everything's all fine. We'll talk about that some more during the week.
Yeah, they're saying that 75% or 78% of all the oil just disappeared.
That only means that there's like 50 million gallons running around somewhere. But, I mean, there's some issues about that. Like I said, we'll talk about it. But right now, besides wishing you a happy birthday, I wanted to make comment about the decision yesterday by Judge Walker.
Sure.
And you're right, shopping the judge around was a good concept. Getting a homosexual judge to rule on a homosexual issue, very wise.
Is he?
Okay. You know, basically what this thing is coming down to is people should be able to marry anyone of any age, of any status. Removing any regulations of any kind is the rule at hand at the moment. I mean, what has happened is they've endorsed anarchy as the method of non-control of marriage. Why have any regulations whatsoever? Because what they've done is they've qualified a verb instead of a noun as the reason the control of marriage. Homosexuality is not a group, it is an activity. And they've endorsed an activity to get married. That's like saying swimmers should get married. Or runners should get married. It doesn't make any sense. This whole thing really doesn't make any sense. But more importantly is it is a precursor of things falling into anarchy as a non-control of issues. And I don't mean to get all heavy-handed here, but why have any controls on anything? Why have controls on driver's licenses or age of drinking or
borders.
Any of it, or borders, or anything. Let's just, you know, remove all controls and all constraints, and especially the ones that the people want. And I think more importantly, I'm less opposed to homosexuals married than I am to judges invalidating the vote of the people.
Well, you know, and I think that's, you know, that was the reason for bringing this up for us, was that you have, you know, that. And he was shocked. I mean, like I said, both sides do it. The fact is that the majority of the people of California say, hey, look, we believe marriage is between a man and a woman, and that's the way, you know, and the way it has been. And we don't want to change it, and to have one person change, you know, to completely negate what people feel and what people have believed in. And it wasn't like it was people didn't understand what the proposition was about. They did. Everybody understood what it was. The people passed it and said, this is what we want, and this guy overturned it because this is not going to, the fight's not over. It's going to keep going. And as Linda said, you know, I don't think even when it goes to the Supreme Court and when that's settled, it's not over. It's going to keep fighting.
It's never going to be over. Because basically the people don't want to live in a society that is defined in this manner. That's what they voted for.
Well, you know,
control how they're living.
Well, you know, the thing, and we've got to take a break, John, and I appreciate your phone call.
Okay.
You know, the thing, too, is that, you know, it's like passing many of the bills. It's where you're saying it's they don't, you know, they just want anarchy. Many bills that are passed that chip away at our rights, it's not because of that individual thing. It's because, they want to control us. The government wants to control what we do. You know, it's not about Second Amendment. It's not about First Amendment. It's not about these. It is a control thing. And so where, you know, you're saying they want to do away with all rules, I'm thinking is that
there's
an agenda. Yeah, there's an agenda here. Anyway, hey, John, thanks so much for your phone call.
Have a great day.
Be glad you're back
in town.
Happy
birthday.
Thank you very much.
Bye, bud.
Thanks for your call. We have some emails that have come in, too. We've got to take a break right now. You're listening to Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
You're speaking with Mr. Edgar Lumpf, universally recognized as the world's most timid man, winner of the Nobel Prize for Cowardice. Mr. Lumpf.
What's that?
That's a microphone, sir.
I don't want to touch it. I'm afraid of electricity.
I'll hold it for you.
Not too close.
Mr. Lumpf, as the world's most timid man, when is the last time you were out of your house?
Last month, for my regular dental checkup.
Mr. Lumpf, I find that hard to believe. Of the 90 million Americans afraid to go to the dentist, you have to be number one.
But Dr. William Farrell is my dentist. He offers sedation dentistry, so I don't really know what he does. I'm afraid to ask, but look at these.
Mr. Lumpf, you have a charming, gleaming smile.
All thanks to Dr. William Farrell and his wonderful staff.
And as winner of the Cowardice Award, you have a lot more to smile about.
I haven't picked it up yet. I'm afraid of flying and Norwegians.
Take it from Mr. Lumpf, the world's most timid man. You don't have to conquer your fear of dentistry. Dr. William Farrell will do that for you. Visit PaloCedroDentistry.com or call 547-5757.
Hi, my name is Heather, and I work at Espresso Joe's. We've been in business for over 34 years and had the very first espresso machine in Reading. Espresso Joe's has over 30 gourmet coffees to select from, and we can brew them over 60 different ways. Not only does Espresso Joe's have the drink of your choice, but also an extensive array of espresso supplies, so you can brew your own. Not sure how to use that espresso maker? Just ask me. Need a quiet place to drink your espresso? Go next door to our community room. Open up your computer and use our free Wi-Fi. We want you to enjoy your experience. Come and meet the C&B Sweeties and order your favorite cup of coffee. Espresso Joe's is located inside Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Open from 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on Sundays. That's Espresso Joe's at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, August 5th. It is 7:57 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. They have, you know, Espresso Joe's inside, the finest walk-in humidor. And we're going there after work here today at 9 o'clock, hop on the Harley and blast down a Tobacco and Brew. Is there a better way to spend a birthday?
Well, I don't know. We came in this morning. No, there isn't really, actually. We came in this morning and Frank Rose...
You know what, Frank Rose, let me ring that bell. Yeah.
We came in and he had a wonderful card that his wife had made, birthday card for Carl, and a jelly donut with a soldier on the top.
A Marine.
Excuse me, a Marine on the top. There he's got, you know, he's got like a, you know, got the big gun and the little gun, plastic guy. And then he had three donuts. The donuts had come red, white, and blue, so he had pink. For red, white, and then chocolate for the blue. Yeah, so he had lined up. I mean, he's such a cool cat.
He is really a good. And thank you so much, Frank. And, yeah. You know, because Paisano Days this weekend, and we are going to talk more about that, but, you know, you're Friday and Saturday night.
Our tickets are, we've given all our tickets out. But I want to remind you one more time that we're doing a drawing tomorrow for Dinner for Two at Anselmo Vineyards. So I'm going to give you the number to call. Leave your name and your number clearly. The number to call is 605-4565. And I'll put your name in the drawing. We're going to tear up, you know, the little numbers, and then Bob will get to pull out a number tomorrow. And that number will go next to your, you know, what your name is under. And we'll mention your name on the air at 10 to 9. That's how we do it. It's kind of old school here.
Well, you know, let's go back one more, you know, one more time before we have to take our break and go into our next hour. Next hour, our guest is Paul Hoosier from the Reading Electric Utility. He's back because we want to talk about a few more things we hadn't finished up last week. So he volunteered to come back and be questioned by us and you all. Is that I think the biggest thing from when I've talked to people and emails we're getting is how one person invalidates what 7 million people think. One person invalidates it. So what other things can they invalidate? You know, and this, I think, is where John was going to, is that if one person can just negate everything that people believe in, then what's next? It's a scary thought, and because in between the time it gets from here to the Supreme Court, how many, you know, could it take years? What happens then? Who makes those decisions? Anyway, we have to take a break here. This is a Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Our guest, in the next hour, like I said, is Paul Hoosier from Reading Electric Utility. Join us after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Reading.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. BP hopes it's the final nail in the coffin at the bottom of the Gulf, pouring down cement. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more live.
Dave, BP says they've started pouring the cement into the Macondo well to effectively seal it off. The federal government gave them the thumbs up to do this after agreeing that the static kill procedure of pumping heavy mud down the well shaft to plug it actually worked. Now, this isn't the end of it, though. BP still has to finish those relief wells and be ready to perform the bottom kill, very similar to static kill, except they pump mud directly to the well's bottom portion, Dave.
Evan, Fox News has learned of a terror bust. More than a dozen Somali Americans arrested in Minneapolis and Columbus, Ohio, accused of supporting an Al-Qaeda-linked group that U.S. fears could be plotting attacks inside the country. They're sizzling again in the South.
This year has been like the hottest year.
Six states under excessive heat warnings. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso has this live.
Dave, heat warnings and advisories are issued from the southern plains of Texas.
Left to sit in the air conditioning in my car because it was so hot.
To the southeast, where swimming pools are filled and ice cream sales, they're up.
The concession stand has made close to over $1,500 in a day.
Temps hitting the triple digits from Nebraska to Georgia to Alabama.
You just got to keep yourself hydrated and push yourself through it.
In some areas of the South, the heat index could hit 116, Dave.
Jeff, Elena Kagan's about to be benched. The Senate set to send her to the Supreme Court. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live in Washington.
And the final vote is expected early evening. There's little drama at this point. She has the support of all but one Democrat. GOP support is thin, with just a handful expected to support her, but that will be enough, and no filibuster is expected. Supporters note this will be the first time there are three female justices on the court. Opponents complain she lacks judicial experience and tracks to the left. Dave?
Mike, first-time unemployment claims rose last week to the highest level since April, 479,000. On Wall Street, the Dow down 30. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
It's the Lens Crafters semi-annual lens event. We're celebrating your eyes with 50% off lenses, including bifocals, no lines, and prescription sun. So come into Lens Crafters today and buy any new frame and get your lenses for 50% off. But you better hurry, because once it's gone, this lens sale won't be back until next year. 50% off lenses. It's another reason eyes love Lens Crafters. Valid prescription required. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
That feeling of summer freedom can fade away faster than a vacation tan. But at Advance Auto Parts, freedom from paying for additional services lasts all year long. Advance offers fast, free battery testing and installation on most vehicles at most locations. Plus, Advance carries great brands like Autocraft. Buy a new battery and we'll install it for you. Fast, and most of all, free. It's just one of the many free services you'll enjoy when you come to Advance. Advance Auto Parts, we'll help you keep the wheels turning.
The U.S. is lending a much-needed helping hand to flood-ravaged Pakistan. Army helicopters airlifting hundreds of stranded people to safety and also delivering relief supplies. At least 1,500 are dead in the flooding that's also ruined crops. They're voting in Tennessee, where it's primary day.
The heat is on for candidates in three primary races in Tennessee. The 8th District congressional seat, which is being vacated by a Democrat, has become the most expensive House race in the country, costing more than $5 million so far. And the 9th Congressional District, Democrat primary, incumbent Steve Cohen, who is white, faces former Memphis Mayor Willie Harrington, who is black and has run on the platform that an African-American should represent that district. The gubernatorial primary also getting attention, with three high-profile candidates slugging it out for the GOP nomination. In Memphis, I'm Tanya J. Powers, Fox News Radio.
President Obama is in Chicago, where he celebrated his birthday last night.
The president woke up in his Chicago home after partying with Oprah Winfrey and friends. His first stop, a Ford plant, where 1,200 jobs have been added to build the new Explorer SUV. He'll talk about how his bailout helped save auto jobs, the visit wrapping up a tour of the nation's big three automakers. He'll then attend three fundraisers before heading back to Washington tonight. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
In a Chicago suburb, a life ends 1 minute, another begins the next. A commuter train slammed into a car yesterday as that driver tried to go around the crossing gates, killing him and creating a traffic jam that forced a pregnant woman to give birth in her car.
I just said, you know what, just park here, like, take a left. Park here.
Alondra Garcia's baby girl was halfway out when paramedics arrived to help, saying the shaken up dad looked worse than mom. And this is easy to swallow for hot dog eating champ Takiro Kobayashi. A New York judge says if he stays out of trouble, his July 4th arrest will be purged from the record. Kobayashi had to spend July 4th night in jail after trying to jump on stage and join the Nathan Coney Island contest. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:05 and 23 seconds. It's August 5th. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning.
23 seconds?
I'm being, you know, I'm trying to be as official as I can be today.
You're being very Colonel official. Today, it is currently 72 degrees. If you're just tuning in, it's going to be high today of 96. Weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards. And again, we are taking your calls and your emails today.
Let's go to line one here.
There we go.
Okay, honey, you're on
How
the line.
One more time.
We just got you on.
We just now are listening.
Oh no, you want me to do it again?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. Okay, one more time. Ready?
Happy birthday to you.
Cha-cha-cha. Oh, thank you so much. This is my daughter,
Happy
Jennifer.
Birthday, Dad.
Well, you know, thanks, hon. And you know what? I'm glad to see that they've inherited their grandfather's ability to sing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're not so talented in that department. That's okay.
It's my daughter, Jennifer. My daughter, Jennifer.
We're not going to be on American Idol or anything.
No.
So.
And my grandchildren, Ashlyn and Michael.
You guys.
I am a lucky man.
What a special, special treat.
They were so excited.
Well,
I was sitting on hold, and they were like, now. I'm like, wait.
And they got to do it twice. Yay.
And they got to do it twice, so that even made it better.
There you go. So, you know what?
Okay.
You know,
I wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Well, thanks a lot, hon. And, you know, I really appreciate you calling it, especially the Ashlyn and Michael. You know, it's great voices, great song.
Good. All right. Well, you guys have a great day, and give me a call whenever you have a chance.
Okay. All right. Thanks, hon. Give Vince hugs for us.
Love you guys.
Love you too.
Right, bye. Pretty special.
Well, you know, Jennifer, my daughter, and my son-in-law, I'm very, very proud of also. Vince, they live in New Mexico.
Albuquerque?
He's a U.S. Marshal there and has a tough job. In fact, he right now is on assignment someplace. Anyway, okay, line two.
Good morning. You're on KCNR, Pam.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're great.
Good. I was just calling to wish Carl a happy birthday, but it's pretty hard to follow grandbaby singing.
Yeah, you know what?
Well
yeah, you know what?
I hear in the wind that you've got your daughter's got one in the oven.
Yes, I'm going
cooking
to be
up a
grandparent
baby
as well come spring.
There you
so
go.
Looking very forward to that. So maybe in a couple years, Carl, I can call and kind of top that and join along. I think if I squeeze my nose a little bit and start singing, I might be able to you know, get in tune a little bit.
Oh, well, so. I tell you what, you know, Pam, you know, if you heard them singing, you know how I sing. So, you know, thank you so much for your phone call.
Absolutely. You have a great day, and we're going to connect with you sometime today.
Oh, okay,
right.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay.
Talk to you later.
Oh,
thank you
okay.
so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Well, we...
Well, our guest this morning, and, you know, there's going to be calls coming in and out of why we're talking about, you know, water and what's happening in the North State. Of course, our guest today is Paul Hooser from REU. Good morning and welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. I'm really hoping you're not going to ask me to sing.
He's so excited over there wringing his hands.
I rate everybody by my ability, you know, Paul. And since I'm the worst voice in singing that is probably in anybody has ever heard of, that, you know, anything you do would be better.
I doubt that. You might be auditioning for American Idol after hearing me sing.
You know, Paul was on the show last week and is, and we didn't get all through all the questions, and he just said, hey, you know, I can come back, you know, this week and today so we can talk about more. But we're going to take a quick break here so we can get started so we don't have to stop in the middle of the first question.
And by the way, we've got two emails that have come in, so for Paul and regarding REU, and we'll be reading your emails and getting your questions on the air. Got to take a break. We'll be back right after these messages.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Where do you go when you want to buy that timeless piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest, reliable opinion from a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, buying that special stone for your wedding ring, or consulting with an expert in estate jewelry, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. With over 40 years in business, your friends at Four Winds Jewelry know you deserve the best. And Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best quality in diamonds and loose stones. And you need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. And Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, across from C.R. Gibbs. Open Monday through Friday from 9:30 to 4. For private appointments, call 222-2750. That's Four Winds Jewelry.
Hi, I'm Ryan Frost, host of Psych Talk. I'm here with Chris, the manager of Fitness Express. This is a health club I'm really excited about. We're really unique in the fact that we have two clubs in the area. We're the only company to be able to have that. One in Anderson, located at 2626 Gagnon Drive, and the other on the corner of Hartnell and Victor in Reading. And we also have a really good kids club program at both facilities. The biggest one in Reading at the Hartnell and Victor location, and one that's been there for 26 years in Anderson. Also, currently we're doing our Super Summer Special right now, which is the cheapest you could possibly get into the club. For one person, $240. First child free. For two people, $360. And for a whole family, $480 for the whole entire year.
These are great beginning intermediate health clubs. They're fast, fun, affordable, great for the family. Remember, a healthy body leads to a healthy mind. That's Fitness Express on the corner of Victor and Hartnell. 223-3170. First in fun, first in fitness.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 8:13 and 53 seconds. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, right off Airport Road, right down from the Burrito Bandito. Look for the place with the satellite dishes in front. They've been serving our community since 1985. You want a home theater system. You want dish TV. You want high definition. You just see Doug Tooley, the owner of B&T Satellite. His phone number there is 244-1988. Doug is a veteran of the 82nd Airborne. You know, and I talk about that because, you know, we do support local businesses so much, but also, of course, our veterans who have started businesses. And like I said, Doug's been around since 1985. He does great work. B&T Satellite right off Airport Road. Our guest, Paul Hooser, today. And good morning again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Well, let's start with we've had a number of emails come in. So let's start with the first one here, and the question was a contract between REU and Wind River.
We have an agreement to serve Wind River, and I know this has gotten some play in the press, especially when it happened. But the Wind River customer is, just to dispel any myths, is a very valuable customer for the electric utility. They're what we call a very good load factor customer. Basically, that means they use a steady amount of power virtually around the clock, similar to like a grocery store, but on a much larger scale. So they're a low-cost customer to serve. When you blend that with our traditional residential, very peaky load, it actually lowers our overall cost of service. So while certainly Wind River benefited from having our service, our rates are substantially lower than PG&E's, and I believe our reliability is higher. That might have been their primary motivation for wanting to switch. They also brought, economy of scale benefits and the benefits of their above-average load factor to our system. It truly was a win-win.
So there's, the contract is not going to cost the city and the rest of the ratepayers anything, that Wind River's getting a sweetheart deal?
No, they're on our standard rate. It's not like we offered an economic incentive rate. They're on our standard large commercial rate that any customer of their size would be on. We have other customers on the same rate as well. So they benefit the system. The effect of them being on our system will be to lower overall rates or at least prevent them from going up.
Okay. Tank. Tank has been a part of our lives for the last year or so, too. And last year when the transmission lines, and this is the Transmission Authority of Northern California.
That's correct. Right? That's what the acronym stands for.
And this was the fact they were going to put in a new lines to conduct power from up in Modoc. It was renewable energy that they were going to move through, and it was touching the lives of so many people.
Yes.
And this was defeated. But we've been talking about it during the break. The Transmission Authority of Northern California is continually looking at things, and you said they just signed an MOU.
Yeah, that's correct. Last Wednesday last week, Tank, and this is all public record, Tank signed a memorandum of understanding jointly with the Lassen Municipal Utility District, obviously based in Susanville, and the Western Area Power Administration to study a potential line from Lassen County to Central California. The idea behind the line, and this is in very preliminary study stages, there's no routes identified yet, but if the study's fruitful, there will be. But the idea is to bring renewable energy from that Lassen renewable energy zone into Central California. As we talked about last week, the 33% renewable portfolio standard means utilities all over the state are scrambling to meet that mandate. And the reality of more renewables is that we have to have more transmission. It's impossible to meet a 33% renewable portfolio standard without substantially more transmission in the state. And there are even a couple of statewide organizations that are studying that in mass, transmission needed all over the state, Southern California and everywhere, in order to meet this renewable portfolio standard.
Okay, this renewable portfolio standard that the state of California has put into effect is going to clobber us. I mean, it's already starting. Is this going to, we're watching our electricity bills, are they going to skyrocket because of this?
I mean,
even more than they are now?
There's no question. It's going to create upward pressure on rates, and it will cause rates to go up for multiple reasons. Both the energy produced from renewable sources is more expensive, and then when you look at all these transmission lines that will be needed to get the renewables to the load centers, that has to be paid for as well. And it's one of the more kind of pernicious things about renewables. If you build a transmission line to a nuclear plant, for instance, that nuclear plant is available 90% of the time. Yeah, that's its capacity factor. It pretty much runs around the clock except for scheduled outages. If you build it to renewables, be it wind or solar, with a few exceptions, biomass is much better. But in general, you have a 30% capacity factor. So this essentially means you need much more in the way of transmission lines because they, by definition, are underutilized most of the time when renewables are their primary customer.
We
have a few emails that have come in, Paul, and Let's start off with the first one. Where can citizens see a copy of the new contract?
The contract to Wind River.
Right. What?
I'm sorry. It's my birthday. I'm getting old, okay? I'm sorry. I'm just getting old, and I just, you know.
Okay, all right.
I'm
so
sorry.
Okay, why don't you read the emails?
I know. I'm sorry.
Why don't you
talk about Tank, about the, is it a conflict of interest if you're sitting on the board and the, and being also have something to do, I mean, being the head of RU then having something to do with Tank?
No, I don't believe so. Well, and legally, it's certainly not. I would consider it the opposite of a conflict of interest. The primary asset that Tank manages now, its reason for current existence beyond studying transmission, is an asset that Reading has a part of, and it's the California-Oregon Transmission Project. It basically gives us transmission rights on a 500 kV line to the Oregon border. And it is a major part of why our rates are substantially lower than PG&E's here. We use that asset to bring in economic, you know, cheaper sources of energy than we might otherwise be able to do if we didn't have those transmission rights. So as a part of Tank now, as they study other transmission projects, it's very appropriate for Reading's utility to evaluate, do we want to be a part of those? You know, the original California-Oregon Transmission Project that Tank manages that we're a part of is very financially beneficial for the city. So we look at that in the future with other transmission projects as well. We would be remiss if we didn't participate in that process.
Okay, and with you on it, though, I mean, you'd be the expert on this, our duty expert. Is that...
Yeah, and I am Reading's commissioner on Tank. You know, it's a joint powers agency with other entities that jointly own this transmission asset and jointly studies other transmission, potential transmission projects. So, you know, I am kind of the voting delegate, and each entity that's involved has their own delegate.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. Calling the bot on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Hello, Frank Muse, Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I and the crew would like to remind everybody about summer tune-ups for their kerosene heaters, while they're still not being used. Now's the time. Don't forget, every year, to change the filters on your tank, or ask us to bring one on the next fill-up. The ethanol-free 93 is doing a great job for boats, watercraft, off-road motorcycles, and also all your household tools like lawnmowers, weed eaters, and blowers. We're still selling bulk oil in your container or ours. If you're still running out of propane on Sunday, ask about an extra tank. We've got lots of them ready to go. For the construction folks, we are doing a lot more of on-site fueling. So give Danny a call and see if we can help you in any way with your fueling needs. Northern Lights Energy, a small, family-owned company. Reading, Corning, and Weaverville. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Psych Talk, psychology for everyday life.
Join us, Katie Cundy and Ryan Frost, local marriage and family therapist interns.
Each week, we talk with local professionals and explore important mental health issues.
Our upcoming topics include suicide, child development, brain development, and sexuality.
Tune in for emotional health and psychology you can use.
Saturdays at noon on KCNR 1460.
Most people have a closet or drawer full of precious memories that are being lost day by day. Photos, slides, records, audio and video cassettes, they're all slowly fading away due to deterioration of the media they're recorded on. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises offers digital archiving services for all types of visual and audio media. Properly stored optical discs such as DVDs and CDs will last for decades and can be used to make perfect copies for family and friends. Find out more at Belongi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515.
Hi, this is Carl Hawkins with the Local Builder Showroom and Around the House Radio. Are you getting ready to do a home project, maybe a remodel, new construction, or maybe you just need some maintenance done? Come visit us at the Local Builder Showroom on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Construction. At the Local Builder Showroom, we have over 40 different contractors on display. That's right, we have the whole facade of a house built inside of our showroom where you can actually see these contractors work anytime you would like. We're open from 9 to 4, Tuesdays through Saturday, every week, and we even make special appointments for those of you who cannot meet us during our normal business hours. Just give us a call at 365-9852. That's the Local Builder Showroom, 365-9852, located on the corner of Airport and Dersh Road with Lassen Landscape Materials and Solid Rock Constructions. And by the way, the Around the House magazine is going all digital this summer. So if you'd like to get our digital publication, please send us an email to tlbmagazine@gmail.com. And thanks for listening to us each week on KCNR 1460, where the advice is always free.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's 8:23 in the morning.
Good morning.
And I survived the break. She didn't kill me.
Currently 72 degrees. It's going to be high today of 98. Yeah, we stumble and we fall, and, you know, that's the beauty of live radio. And, you know, we are a couple, and sometimes we just, you know, we have moments and we look at each other like, anyway, so we love you guys being here today. It's Carl's birthday, and he's had absolution.
I had, you know what, if it wasn't for my birthday, I would have just been blood on the deck here. Let's go to the phone.
Just joking. Jackie, you're on line one on KCNR.
Hi, I'd like to invite everyone to our Ruth Lake Summer Festival. It's our 16th annual one in Southern Trinity and Ruth Lake. We have arts and crafts vendors, lots of food, kids games, live music, all kinds of food. It starts at 8 a.m. Saturday morning this weekend and runs until 7 at night, and also 8 to 4 on Sunday. It's free, and we hope to see everyone there.
Ruth Lake.
In Ruth,
yes.
Lake. Okay. Jackie,
wow.
Thank you so much for your phone call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. You can always call us and get the word out. Well, our guest today is Paul Hooser, and I always feel like I'm not saying it right, because it's Hauser, but it's Hooser. So how did that happen?
Most people with the same spelling do actually pronounce it Hauser. My family immigrated from Germany and settled in parts of North Carolina. That's the only group that I know of that pronounces it Hooser, but I don't know why the difference in pronunciation.
Small family there, right?
Didn't we talk about North Carolina before and how we all have roots there?
We may have.
Yeah, I knew you had family that lived in Wilson forever. In fact, that's where your parents are buried.
That's right.
Email that came in, we were going to talk about that from a listener that said, thank you for your answers, but why not do renewables at the point of use and forget smart grids, which are not really that smart, only expensive?
This is an excellent question, and get this fairly often. You know, the response is, why build all this transmission when we can just put solar on rooftops? And it's true that we can, and we have a number of solar systems here in Reading on rooftops, but kind of back-of-the-napkin analysis, if we put solar on photovoltaics on every capable rooftop in Reading, we might, and this is extremely optimistic, might get to an 8% of our power needs versus a 33% renewable portfolio standard.
Well, so if we put solar panels on every roof in Reading, that can hold one, we'd still only make 8%.
You are correct. And that's extremely optimistic, because that's kind of back of the napkin. As you start doing this analysis, you know, with a new roof, you know, you can build it strong enough to hold these things. But you look at a lot of older structures, and that realistically they're not going to be able to hold photovoltaic panels. It's kind of counterintuitive, but that's the reality of photovoltaic solar. It takes vast acreages to produce meaningful amounts of electricity. The other byproduct, it is by far the most expensive form of electricity, even in terms of renewables. You know, it's an average cost of about 50 cents a kilowatt hour. Now, a resident that puts that on does not see that cost, because there are multiple subsidies. They get a tax credit, they get a rebate from the utility, so their perception of the cost is not that 50 cents a kilowatt hour, but if we do it at utility scale, there are no subsidies.
Right. And by the way, we are having West Coast Sustainables is coming in next week to talk about solar. And it's and part of it is, like you said, and there's big tax rebates. There's you get, you know, rates from the state and the county and all this.
Well, and also if you're on PG&E's rate structure, we have a flat rate structure, but PG&E has an upper tier of 40 cents a kilowatt hour. If you're selectively slicing off energy at 40 cents a kilowatt hour, and you pile on some subsidies, it can make tremendous economic sense for the individual customer.
Right.
Well, we have another question. We have, you know, emails that are coming in. I know that we're kind of up against the hour here, but see if we can do this.
Let's get started. Yeah, we
okay. Could you ask Paul to comment on the City of Reading's use of REU funds to help balance the general fund shortage and lack of repayment and how this affects rate increases and keeps REU from reducing cost to users?
Yeah, this is another, it seems to be a very hot topic in the community. The general fund does receive money from the electric fund, but it is a structured formula. I think there's a misperception out there that the general fund just grabs as much money from REU as they like, anytime they like. That's not the case. The formula in place now is it's an asset-based formula, and it's designed, you know, roughly to mimic what an investor-owned utility would pay. You know, if PG&E served the city of Reading, they would pay taxes on their infrastructure. Of course, we're a tax-exempt entity. So the general fund levies a payment in lieu of taxes that is roughly equivalent to what it would be if PG&E or another private utility served. Now, I know there's, you know, been scrutiny on loans from REU to the general fund. There are a couple extremely old ones, I think, you know, date back more than 30 years for parking structures downtown. The one that got the most scrutiny recently was for the Strata property that has now been repaid. The other thing I look at is the electric director. If I compare what the utility here pays in support of the general fund, if you compare us to other utilities in California, municipal utilities, we stack up very favorably in terms of relatively low payments in support of the general fund.
Okay. We've got about, oh, I think about 30 seconds
yeah,
left.
We're good.
Okay.
For Fox News.
Right. And when we come back, I want to talk, it's been also been in headlines, the salaries. And the fact is you know, the amount of money that we're spending throughout Reading Electric Utility.
Certainly.
Okay. How much time we have here, Bob?
You're about 20 seconds.
Oh, we got 20 seconds. You know, that's a lifetime in radio. You know, one of the things we're, tomorrow we're going to be doing is a lot of open lines so we can catch up with everything. There's a lot of things going on. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Ready Go, I'm Pam Puso. Taking the next step to kill the spill for good in the Gulf. BP putting cement down the blown-out oil well, hoping to seal it, but even after that, it's not a done deal.
Government officials still say, however, that BP must finish those relief wells and be ready for the bottom kill procedure, pumping that heavy mud directly to the lower part of the well. That could begin in a couple of weeks.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. A terror bust reportedly involving Americans. More than a dozen Somali Americans under arrest in at least two U.S. cities for allegedly raising money for a group with links to Al-Qaeda. The Justice Department holding a news conference next hour. President Obama touring a Ford plant in Chicago, touting his bailout of the auto industry. He is speaking right now.
For Ford. And that's the challenge we faced when I took office, an industry that was on the brink.
President Obama live in Chicago. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Joe Catania. Come and join us for Twilight on the Terrace at the Cafe at Turtle Bay every Friday and Saturday night through August 28th. Enjoy local bands, fabulous food, and dancing under the stars. Seating begins at 6 p.m. and reservations are not required. The Cafe at Turtle Bay is located at the Turtle Bay Exploration Park at the foot of the Sundial Bridge. See you there.
Hi, this is Dr. James Crummett from Shasta Dental Care. By now, you've probably heard about sedation dentistry. It's a wonderful technique that actually makes dental visits a comfortable experience. Patients who are fearful or need a long dental visit can be sedated with just a small blue pill. Then they are relaxed and comfortable for their entire appointment and wake the next morning with very little memory of their treatment. Patients can be sedated for almost any procedure. Fillings, crown and bridge work, cosmetic porcelain veneers, one visit Cerec porcelain crowns, even tooth replacement with dental implants. Nervous patients can even have cleanings and gum treatment with sedation. And if you don't need sedation, remember that nitrous oxide is always available. And our new local anesthetics are more comfortable and powerful than ever. Whatever care you need, your comfort will be our priority. So if you've been putting off going to the dentist, give us a call today.
Call Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
Hey, this is Doug Craig on KCNR 1460 AM letting you know your wake-up call is coming every Sunday morning at 10 AM. As a psychologist for over 25 years with an interest in journalism, climate science, and our spiritual connections to one another, I plan to focus on the people and companies that are making a positive contribution to our community and the planet. The themes of the show will go beyond politics as we present a psychology of hope. Please join me every Sunday morning at 10 AM on KCNR 1460.
Good morning, North State. It is, yeah, it is your walk of life. That's correct. Make your day a good one because, you know, it's all a state of mind. 8:33 in the morning. 605-4567. We're taking your calls live. Here is the hotline, 605-4567. Paul Hooser is our guest. It is currently 76 degrees, going to be high today of 98. And it's also Carl's birthday, and the folks at Simpson College have sent you a birthday wish saying happy birthday from your friends at Simpson University. I had to put my glasses on, too. So.
Yeah, you know. You know what? I'm glad to see that I'm not the only one wearing glasses in here. Of course, our newest intern, Teresa, man, who is coming on. She's sitting in here learning the boards. She doesn't need glasses yet. And Paul doesn't need them either. But I'm sure this job ages you a little bit.
He keeps fit.
Okay. We can go back to going back to the headlines that's been in the news. And they laid out all the salaries. There's a number of people in running electric utility that make over $100,000 a year, not counting the benefits that are also paid in. So
yeah, I have to take a kind of a non-emotional business approach to that. You know, if we're looking at recruiting for positions, be it a high-level manager position or a lineman position, we have to look at the employment pool. And, you know, I agree with your comments last week. I mean, you talked about linemen and $35 an hour being a significant wage in Reading. It is. But from, you know, kind of my operating of the business perspective, that, you know, it doesn't mean a lot to me. Because if I look at a local pool for linemen, one, it's extremely small. The only people we can, you know, basically steal from somebody else are Shasta Lake City. So if we're not competitive with them, we won't steal them. Then I look, well, there's also PG&E linemen that live in the area, you know, so they've been a traditional source for us to acquire employees. And you get beyond the local pool, then you look at what it takes to move somebody in. So you have to look more broadly across the state at what does it cost, regardless of whether it's a meaningful or high wage relative to the rest of the wages in the community. We have to look at what does it take to acquire and maintain that necessary talent, be it at a manager, an engineer, or a lineman level, and we have to be competitive. Obviously, in an economy like this, salaries, benefits become more sensitive topics. But you know, the reality for RU is those total costs, total labor costs, represent 16 or less than 17% of the total budget. But they have an exceptionally large impact on the quality of service we deliver, and they're built into a rate structure now that's, you know, $40 million less than PG&E. What I would hate to see us do is take too emotional an approach to that and kind of break that model and get to the point where we can't attract quality employees. And in my view, there is a significant difference in employees. Some are much better than others, and we obviously want to attract very good employees, not be relegated to...
And this is not just linemen. We're talking about managers and
everybody
else.
That's exactly right. It applies to every employee we have.
You know, we talked about how much the utilities are going up, and a lot of it is the cause of the proposition that we have to go to 33% of renewable energy. And yet, what is renewable energy? I have my ideas on what renewable energy is, and one of the items of one of the aspects, I think, or one of the ways that we can have this is biomass. Yet biomass is not considered a renewable?
Well, biomass is still considered a renewable in California, though there are environmental groups that would like to see that change. It's under assault in different parts of the country.
Well, then Oregon, then, well, because that's where, this is where it started, we started talking about last week, is Oregon is fighting it out with environmental groups that said that they can't use biomass as a renewable resource. You're saying here in California, biomass can be?
That is correct. Under the governor's executive order that was issued last year, biomass counts. And currently, under the legislation that is right now being debated and formed in the legislature, Senate Bill 722, it counts. One of our involvements in that lobbying effort is to make sure that remains the case, because given our location in the state, biomass is a very viable renewable resource for us, and in terms of renewables, much more economic than other alternatives.
Why aren't we? How much biomass are we using?
Right now, we don't have any. We have an agreement with Roseburg Forest Products to actually purchase biomass from them, though their plant. This is from their plant in Weed, but that project is not operational right now. Roseburg is working on making that operational, and we hope to begin taking delivery at some point in the future.
How much of our energy can we derive from biomass?
Well, for a utility our size with a 33% renewable portfolio standard, we could achieve a substantial percentage from biomass. Realistically, given our location in the state. Now, for some utilities, that's not the case if you're in a part of the state where you don't have biomass opportunities. But for us, it could be very significant. I mean, theoretically, we could go probably supply the entire 33% with biomass, but there is a need for diversity. And we already have a significant wind contract out of southeast Washington state that provides at a good renewable price renewable energy for us now.
Okay, but we could use the biomass. Seems like it would put a lot of people back to work. It would be cleaning out the deadwood that we don't need in the forest. It would help prevent fires.
I agree. There are a lot of additional benefits, helping the local economy, not potentially mitigating fire potential and not having to suffer through those smoke-filled days like we did a couple of years ago. There are a lot of and biomass as a resource is much more like traditional generation that, it doesn't just generate when the sun shines or when the wind blows. It generates when you're burning wood chips, which can be any time you need them. And that's very appealing.
Okay. You know, it seems like it's an answer to what we need to have happen. Yet the environmental groups, and I can't say all of them, but, sometimes environmental groups may be four people that can throw a case in the court, are fighting the idea of burning, the undergrowth and bringing in biomass to use. Their reasonings behind this, is it just strictly because they don't want to see another tree cut down?
I'm speculating a little bit here, but since you've asked me to, I think for some environmental groups, they don't want to create any economic incentive to cut down trees. I think it goes to that kind of fundamental level.
Yeah. Okay, we have to take a quick break here. Our guest is Paul Hooser from Reading Electric Utilities. We've been talking salaries. We've been talking renewables.
And the KCNR chat room is up at KCNR1460.com. Just go in there. You can listen while you're on the line and chat. If you don't care to email, that has just taken flight today. So we are Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
The original owners are back at Tortilla Flats. Come in and satisfy your cravings for great Mexican cuisine. Tortilla Flats makes their food fresh every day, and nothing comes from a can. Everything is made from scratch and has the true taste of Mexico in every dish. One of their specialties is their delicious enchilada ranchero, made with beef or chicken, sour cream, avocado, and green chili. So stop for a moment and ask your taste buds what they want. They'll jump right out and tell you, Tortilla Flats. Come in for lunch, dinner, or happy hour. Tortilla Flats has the best margaritas in town, and happy hour is from 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. After being in Burbank for 20 years, Tortilla Flats has been locally owned for 31 years. Located on Park Marina Drive, 1 mile from the Sundial Bridge. Or call 244-3343. Your taste buds know. Now take them for what they really want at Tortilla Flats.
Hi, this is Donnie Greenberg, publisher and editor of anewscafe.com, the North State's favorite online news magazine. If you've ever read my columns, you know I like to speak my mind. And now I'm inviting you to tell me what's on your mind. Join me every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon, right here on Radio KCNR AM, 1460 on your radio dial. Do radios even have dials anymore? Tell me what you think about everything, right here every Sunday from 11 a.m. until noon on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mullen, and I believe every person deserves a beautiful, healthy smile. In my dental practice, I listen to my patients' concerns and fit the treatment plan to their needs. My loyal team is dedicated to providing treatment using the latest technology with integrity, and we change lives one smile at a time. I'm Dr. Mullen, and your best dental experience is our best day. I look forward to hearing from you. 223-0436.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Lindepot. It is 8:45 in the morning. It's August 5th. It's going to be a great day. It'll be like 96 today. Our guest is Paul Hooser, but this portion of the show is brought to you by the Cypress Square Barbershop on Alpha Athens in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. DC Tim and the Man in Black. It's getting to be the weekend, my friends. It's time to get that haircut. And they will give you a haircut. And that's what they do is haircuts. They don't style. No. They don't know how to style. It's not in their vocabulary. They great haircuts, great prices, and it's man's last stronghold. I know you say, well, how can you say that? It's because it's printed on their window. Man's last stronghold. Linda comes in, knocks on the door, sticks her head in, and just says, is it okay for her to come in? And they, of course, always say yes because they're very polite to that way. Cypress Square Barbershop off Athens Avenue. Okay. Our guest, Paul Hooser, and we're talking, electric rates, and some of the reasons they're going up. Is this going to level off ever, Paul? Or are we just going to, it's like 50%. We're going to be paying 50% more or maybe even more than that in the next couple of years.
Well, and we're doing everything we can to mitigate that. The central focus of our lobbying efforts combined with other utilities in the state is to really push back on the regulations, because what happens, to use the renewable portfolio standard as an example, when that's passed by the legislature, that is essentially a tax increase. But it's not characterized as that because the impact is delayed and you end up paying it through your utility bill. As the people that have to pass on that cost to customers and rightfully hear that pushback against that, we are trying to advocate against those types of regulations and laws being passed. But given that disconnect, that the group that passes the cost increase doesn't kind of get the credit for the cost increase, it makes it easier to perpetuate that, and it kind of drives more special interest influence at the legislative level. And I wish I had a good answer for that, but I don't. And it's difficult to push back against, candidly.
I just know is that, if there's one thing that it seems to unite people, it's their bills and everything. And, in fact, our electric bill is due today, in fact. We're going to have to drop down there and drop off, I think I have to leave the tire off my Harley. I'm not sure.
this disconnect, though, is important because, like the renewable portfolio standard, it's passed. And then it takes several years before people see the cost impact. And people are busy in their day-to-day lives trying to make a living. And it's difficult to pay attention to every piece of legislation in Sacramento. Yeah. So this, addressing that problem is a difficult thing to do. And even from my perspective, we're paying attention to utility issues, but given what we see happen in the utility arena, the same thing is going on in every other aspect of legislation that's being passed.
Well, when we're $20 billion in a hole, they're talking about taxes on soft drinks. They're talking about taxes on everything, raising the fees on all these. And yet they, you know, they can't get together. We probably don't have to worry too much about it. It's funny how they can get together, though, and pass a bill that they knew right then was going to hammer us. Right then was going to hammer us, and they did it. The other thing, too, is that with, you know, isn't it that can California buy energy from coal-producing plants or anything like this?
Not any new coal plants. And, of course, there are coal plants in New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada. Unless you have an existing contract that's grandfathered, a few years ago, California passed a law making it illegal to enter into any long-term contracts or have any ownership interest in a coal plant. It's actually structured a little differently. They characterize it in terms of carbon output, but essentially outlaws any new coal resource coming into the state.
And I also think that they said there's going to be the Sierra Club is going into a massive litigation assault against all coal burning plants.
They do. They've publicized that. I think they call it the Initiative for a Coal-Free America or something like that. But they are literally targeting, I believe, eventually every coal plant in the state. They, you know, believe that they're very harmful and that they want to get rid of them.
We really appreciate you, your visibility and coming on, and even though, you know, with radio it's not visibility, but you know what I'm saying, is just being, you know, really involved, actively involved in the community and being accessible through our emails, through our phone calls, for coming on the air and being, you know, let's just keep it really topical about what's happening. A lot of people are very, very concerned, as we all are, for good reason.
And we really do appreciate you coming on, Paul.
I really appreciate you having me on, the opportunity to talk to the customers.
Well, we need to have every one of our department heads on here and to talk about it. And really, everybody we've ever asked to be on the show, except in one case, and we won't mention this person's name, has come on and has been very open. And, you know, people may not like the answers, but, you know, they have an opportunity to ask the questions. So thanks again. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, call in the bot. We're going to take a quick break here and come out to our last segment of the show. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Right now, if you replace and recycle your worn-out, inefficient appliance, you'll receive cash. It's Cash for Clunkers, appliance style. Replace your washer, dishwasher, refrigerator, or freezer with select model Energy Star appliances from Whirlpool, Amana, or Maytag, and get a California state rebate. Rebates could total hundreds of dollars, but time is limited. As your local Brand Source store with Carmona's huge in-stock inventory, free delivery, and free haul away of your old appliances, your net cost for a new appliance is less than the cost of your overuse of energy for the coming year. Save now on your new Whirlpool appliance purchase during Cash for Appliances at your local Brand Source store, Carmona's Appliance Center, Mistletoe Lane, Redding, and Walnut Street, Red Bluff.
Your trusted name in appliances, Carmona's Appliance Center.
Furniture for life, Kubler Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Our family always treats you great. We'll even help you decorate.
Kubler's Furniture is sounding the alarm for sizzling hot savings. Check out the sizzling hot summer sale going on now at Kubler's Furniture. The bargains are blazing on beautiful things for your home from name brands like Broyhill. There are hot deals on cool recliners as low as $289. Prices are melted away on dining sets and bedroom sets. Answer the alarm now and check out Kubler's sizzling hot summer sale for blazing bargains. Spend $13.99 or more and get a free three-piece luggage set or designer area rug.
Kubler's Furniture.
Don't miss the sizzling hot summer sale going on now until the end of August at Kubler's Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery on Churn Creek Road in the Shasta Center. Some items exempt from sale. See store for detail.
Hey, you. Yes, you. Join me live here on KCNR 1460, Saturdays from 9 to 10 a.m. on the Alana Burke Show. Catch my no-nonsense analysis of politics and culture in America today. I think your voice matters. So get out of your comfort zone, call in to my show, and be heard. The Alana Burke Show, this Saturday on KCNR. Sponsored by an excellent Reading dentist, Dr. Thomas Mullen, at 223-0436. He's changing lives one smile at a time.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8 to 53 in the morning. It's August 5th.
And speaking of the Alana Burke Show, I love it. Don't you love timing? On the phone with us this morning is Alana. Good morning, and you are on line one.
Good morning, you guys. I just wanted to call in real quick. I know it's your last segment, and you are short on time. But, Carl, I wanted to wish you a happy birthday and remind you that you are only as old as you feel, and age is just a number.
Well, you know what? I'm 12.
I was thinking about maturity.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to say anything. I wanted to tell you, Andy wishes you a happy birthday too.
Well, you tell that little guy that I, you know, thanks a lot.
I'll tell him exactly what you just said, and then you can deal with him next Saturday.
Well, no, she said I may not be here now because of that. Her husband, by the way, my friends out there, if you don't know who Andy is, Andy makes a living pushing, 1,500-pound horses around.
Yeah.
Probably one of the premier farriers in the North State, if not of all of California.
Well, somebody asked him last Saturday or Saturday before, said, so why do you come to the studio with Alana? Is it for moral support? And he said, hell no, I'm her bodyguard. And the person took it seriously. I was laughing pretty hard. But, hey, I want to leave you with a quote, and then I'll let you go. You remember Ronald Reagan, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he said, some people spend an entire lifetime wondering if they made a difference in the world, but the Marines don't have that problem.
Oh, thank you so much, Alana.
You are welcome, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thanks, Alana.
Bye-bye.
And by the way, we're working on that spelling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for the second time.
I know.
But thank you.
That's okay. All right, take care, guys.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, Alana Burke has got a show here from 9 to 10 on Saturday mornings, and it's a great show. It goes nationwide because we stream. Okay, let's go to line two.
Good morning, Art. You're on KCNR.
Yeah, hi. Off the bike here for a minute for two things. First, happy 35th to Carl.
Oh, thank you.
And second on this Walker character, this judge, this federal judge, was appointed by a Republican, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
And he's an admitted homosexual. This case was given to him specifically, and the minute I heard that it was given to him, I knew exactly what he was going to rule, no matter what he had to go to come to that ruling. So this is not a surprise, not to anyone that knows anything about these judges and their backgrounds. Here's the point. A few decades ago, Californians voted for Prop 187 to stop paying for the invasion of illegal aliens, and we were paying through the nose for them. They found another left-wing screwball, and he came to the conclusion that it had to be unconstitutional and overthrew it on the fact that the children of illegal aliens wouldn't get the same shake going to school as resident citizens, which, was, of course, a joke. Here's the point to this. The only way you defeat these people is you stay at it. You keep at it. You keep going. This might go to the Ninth Circuit. They're another bunch of screwball leftists. The people who put the marriage proposition up have to have the backbone and the money to take this all the way to the one court where maybe sanity and reason prevails, and that's the High Court. And I don't care if that takes 2 years, 3 years, or 4 years. That's what these people hope for, that the opposition throws up their hands, runs out of money, have to take this case all the way, because if they do not, if they base this that it's okay for homosexuals and lesbians to have a right as marriage equal to other people, then brothers could marry brothers. I mean, you could go through the whole family line.
Our whole thing on this, Art, is that, one person makes a decision. And does that mean that anything else can be overturned, just like you said?
You have to stop it, and you cannot quit because of this laughable decision this guy.
And you don't back down.
You have to stay with it, Carly. I don't care if it takes several years. You've got to get it before a court where there's some sanity prevails, and that's probably not the Ninth Circus Court.
Okay, hey,
that's my point. That's my point, to stay with it.
Okay, Thanks, Art. Thank you so much, Art. We have the line, so let's go to our next one. Thank you, Art.
Good morning, Barbara. You're on KCNR.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to, excuse me, invite you guys to come down. Oh, my gosh.
That's okay.
And I quit smoking, you know.
Good for you.
Hey, I wanted to invite you guys to come down to Vintner's tonight, and I'll buy you a glass of wine for your birthday, Carl, because it is a fundraiser for Riverfront Playhouse.
That's right. That's right. Well,
so
you know what?
Raise a little bit of money.
Well, you know what? We'll come on down. You know, anytime I can drink free, I'm there. You know?
And we can
know that. That's why I'm calling. Well, for the second time this morning, happy birthday.
Thank
and
you.
If you guys have time tonight and you're not doing something far more exciting, come on down.
And what time does that start, Barbara?
Well, it's actually during Market Fest, so it's like from 6 to 10.
Great. Okay, 6 to 10, Vintner's. And I
okay.
Fundraiser for Riverfront Playhouse.
Right.
Thank you, Barbara, so much.
Okay, honey. See you later.
Thanks. Trudy, you're on line one.
Hey, happy birthday, Carl. This is Trudy Pratt calling.
Well, hello there, doctor.
I know you're out the door here. I just wanted to wish you a happy 16th birthday. Are you going to take your driving test today?
I am. I'm going to go down and get my official driver's license on the Harley.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Well, I wanted to give you the thumbs up and good luck, and we'll talk to you later.
Well, thank you so much, Trudy.
You're welcome.
So much for your phone call.
Okay, bye.
That's great.
And Trudy Pratt's got a show also from 10 to 12.
Yeah, we got a family going on here.
Yeah,
that's
10 to 11 on Saturdays, and a great show on health and living the healthy lifestyle, and all different types of subjects there. You gotta love these people. Wow. August 5th.
We'll see you down at Tobacco and Brew. We're going to head down there with the Harley and a couple other things. It's going to be fun today and celebrating Carl's birthday.
Yeah, and, you know, tomorrow's going to be a catch-up day, I think. We've got a lot of things that have been percolating, with a lot of open line subjects.
Let's ring the bell today.
Ring the bell, yeah.
For all of you people who chatted and emailed and, yeah.
And, you know, again, thank you so much for our participating in our show, because it's a community station, it's a community show.
Happy birthday to you.
Got it.
Happy birthday to you.
Just remember.
Happy birday to you.
It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
News Radio. I'm Lisa Brady.
I put my money on the American worker.
President Obama moments ago at a Ford plant in Chicago defending the bailouts of GM and Chrysler.
All three U.S. automakers are now operating at a profit. That's the first time it's happened in 6 years.
Just released a report on Medicare that says the health care overhaul will extend Medicare's insurance fund by 12 years if the estimated cost savings of health care reform pan out. The report also says in the near term, the outlook is the recession has made the outlook for Social Security worse. A Midwest terror bust. The suspects, all Somali Americans. Fox Radio's Jill Nato, live in D.C.
Lisa, the Justice Department accusing the Somali Americans of funneling money and men to Al-Shabaab, an Al-Qaeda-linked group in Somalia. They were allegedly going door-to-door in Somali communities in Minneapolis and other U.S. cities, saying they were raising money for the poor when it was actually going to Al-Shabaab. The DOJ says young men were recruited here in the U.S. and sent to Somalia to serve.